kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlazine kuMvovo 2024 eKapstube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele.
Amapholisa athi adinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika $4 million kobulawayo.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuyelekisende asakhulumezeseni. So asakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do.
Umoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko unikwa isicoco seqhawe leZimbabwe. Umdeni wakhe usithi wacela ukuthi abekwe lokobulawayo. Abalandeli be-Highlanders Football Club bathi abasuze bebukele imidlalo elandelayo khonapha kobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa athi kakabophi abantu abayisithupha abatshontshe izigidi ezinye zamadola emelika $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank obulawayo izolo. Kubika uNgqwele Dube.
Isikhulumeli samapholisa uCommissioner Paul Nyathi uthi basahlolisisa udaba lolu.
We are still conducting investigations. When we have the information which is relevant to give to the media and the public, we certainly do so.
Ibhanga le-Ecobank livuke livaliwe namuhla kulotshwe phandle kwalo ukuthi behlelwe ingozi kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwabazemthetho abathwala imali yabe Safeguard Security. Inkampani le ibikhangelelwe ukuba izathwalela imali le eHarare. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli esibafonele kubomakhalekhukhwini balile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Abantu abayisithupha laba bahluthune imali le ebilindwe ngabahlomileyo emoteni yeSafeguard Security phambili kwebhanga leli. Abantu laba babaleke ngemota yohlobo lweFord Ranger bethwele imibhobho ama-AK-47 lama-revolvers. Inkamba yamapholisa iseduze lendawo le. Omunye wababone lokhu kusenzakala unkosazana Sindisiwe Chuma.
Ngisese ngifike emgodweni lapha ngithi ngiyathi ngibona abantu begijima engikhangele efonini, ngithe ngiyathi ngibone abantu sebechapha umgwaqo, abanye abaseze akusela muntu kupassage naliyana. Ngisese emgodweni sengithi ngiyakhangela ngibone abantu sebethwele isibhobho, ngase ngagijima ngangena kubuilding ebiseduzane khonapho.
Umnumzana Engelstone Swanda, umqondisi we-Green Africa Technologies, ubambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale kobulawayo.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele. Egcekeni imali iphonguzompolwa kuphela. So nxa amapholisa ecabangela ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, wonke umuntu lathi sikubona njalo ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, kodwa hayi, amapholisa eZimbabwe nxa sebefuna ukukubamba, sithemba bazababamba masinyane.
Ukuhluthunwa kwemali le kwehlula lokho kwenzakala phezu kwebholoho leGwebe River ngomnyaka ka-2021, lapho amasela athathela abezomthetho izigidi phose ezintathu zamadola emelika. Wabotshwa abantu ababesebenza kubhanga elathathelwa imali, abagwetshwa ukuba bavalelwe ejele okweminyaka emibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, nginguNgqwele Dube.
America, umjani kaMoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko ekubiyo leZebra njalo wakwaba umphathintambo kahulumende uthi wacela ukuba ingcwatshwe eLady Stanley Cemetery athi iNational Heroes Acre eHarare. Loba kunjalo ibandla lezanupiyofu selimnike isicoco sekhawe lesizwe. UNqwele Dube usipha njalo lolo daba.
Umnumzana Vusimuzi Dube uthi uyise wabatshela ukuba ofisa ukungcwatshwa labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abagoqela owayekhokhela iviyo lezipra uLookout Masuku labanye.
Imdala yena ithi indicated ukuthi ufuna ukulethe family asakhulume ezefamily. So asikakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do. Asikahlangana njengemuli.
Unkosikazi Opa Mochinguri Kashiri utshele ababuthene emzini kaMoyi ukuba usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe.
His Excellency the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade Dr. Eugene Nangagwa, has conferred a National Hero Status to the late Comrade Colonel Retired Chinga Janji Dube.
Lokhu bekufiswa ngunkosikazi Molly Ndlovu, olilunga leZANU-PF Politburo. Ibandla leZANU-PF lingakethuli umbiko wokuthi usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Bayakhala labalandeli beqembu lenguqu le-Highlanders ngokubhubha kukaDube. Okudale le-Highlanders Board, umnumzana Elkana Dube, uthi balahlekelwe ngumuntu obeyindoda emadodeni.
Sisebenze layo okwesikhathi eside uChinga laye elilunga leqembu njalo futhi encedisa lapha lalaphayana esebenzisa izimali zakhe, esebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ethuthukisa umsebenzi weqembu. Ubexhasa iqembu ecebisa lapha lalaphayana ikakhulu nxa iklabhu ibhoda idinga i-sponsorship. Ube singenisa amahofisi lapha lalaphana isincedisa kakhulu.
UDube owake waba ngumqondisi weZimbabwe Defence Industries njalo wamela emakhokhoba edale lePhalamende ubhubhele eMatadei Hospital lapho ahlinzwe khona inhliziyo kulandela ukugula kwakhe kwamaviki ambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, nginguNqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe eziliqotho, amavideos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Uhulumende unanze ilanga lababalisi ele World Teachers Day namhla eGogwe, lapho ncome amatitshala ngomsebenzi abawenzayo lanxa bebhekane lengxaki eziningi. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo, njalo umphathintambo obona ngenhlelo zemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende uyakulungisa lokhu. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngokubhekane lababalisi, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqokhele umnumzana Mandla Nkosi Sisuwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo ongumlobi oyimbongi ofundisa isikolo seJotsholo Secondary School.
Njengoba kuyi-Teachers Day umhlaba wonke, thina nje ababalisi siyathaba ngoba silulanga okumele sihlale phansi sikhangele ama-achievements ethu, sikhangele mhlawumbe lama-weaknesses ethu, ama-strengths, njalo sikhangele ukusihlupha ngamafitshane. Ababalisi nabantu abaqakathekileyo kakhulu, ukuthi eBhayibhelini kutshengisa ngokwakhe kwakuthiwa ngurabhi, umbalisi omkhulu. So nxa sihlala ngelanga elinjengaleli usinika umbono omuhle, siyalakha ukuthi sifundise abantu abo. But however kulama-challenges amaningi, ngithemba ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe umbalisi umuntu okukhangelelwa phansi ngendlela yokuthi imbadalo yethu incane. Kade sakhala sokuthi sikhala economic challenges as Africa, when ababalisi abakhubazekileyo abafuna ukuthenga ama assistive devices, abafuna izinto zokusebenzisa nxa befundisa, bazidingela ngemali yabo ama-talking laptops, ama-software bayadila. So kungavele kuhluphe khonotshana kuba yizilipha.
Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngoba sizwile umphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube esithi ababalisi bazangezelelwa iholo. Ubone ngani kungaletha umahluko?
Ukuthokoza kuyabe kukhona nxa usithengiswa, kodwa isimanga esikhulu sesathengiswa kaningi. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ababalidi ngathi ngamafikitshane bamile bakhangele ukuthi kathi lezo zithengiso zingagcwaliseka njani, njengoba siyabona ukuthi iviki leyi phela ilokhu iphethe isinhlwa. Njalo uprofesa kasacacanga ukuthi uzafaka nini lokhu akufaka, njalo uzafaka ngasithi isilinganiso. Yinto uvalo olukhona ebabalidini asebesehluleka ukufundisa abantu abantu, asebesehluleka ukuhambisa umkabo kumbe imuli zabo ezibhedlela.
Uke wakhuluma ngokuthi ababalisi abakhubazekileyo babhekana lengxaki eziningi. Yiyo, ungachasisa kabanzi ukuthi kuyini lokho, njalo selake lakhweza yini lolu daba kuhulumende, kukanti lithola sizobani?
Uhulumende ngamafitshane ngamtshayela ihlombe ngalokhu ukuthi siwafuna u-aid. Kuqala imbali yethu u-aid wawuhamba layo ebhenki liyehluphela ngakhonokho kukhona, babengekho ku-payroll. So bathe sengani kungconywana lanxa kulezikhalazo ezithize. Izikhalazo zethu ezithize ukuthi yakusenzwa ama-policies amaningi. I-brain language ayi-observer kwesikhathi ama-software weza abhaliweyo ukuthi siwafake emthumeni ethu esiyidingela kanye ekhulumayo sikuthola late. So ngezinye indlela umbalisi okhubazekile uphakathi kwenkinga. Ukanti izikole esifundisa kizo ezinye zi-unchanged ngoba zafica ukuthi azinama-ramps, i-environment yangikhona iyabe ingavundi, ama-toilet laphana hhayi ilanga liyaze lithone sikubalisa. Kodwa sesakuhambisa kuhulumende sehlanganiso zibilisi fanisa khona kuhle ngoba sikabosenetha sibathuthwayo ukuthi basineshole noma ushili laphana bayenza sibesisebenza kobukhulu ukuthi bakukhuthaze uhulumende. Kodwa-ke usilow sanwabo into wakhona.
Lo ngumnumzana Amandla Nkosi Sisuwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo njalo ngumlobi eyimbongi, ubexoxa cingweni losithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 esejojolo. Siyasikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Lele Israel lihlaselwa ngamandla kwele-Lebanon lapho elithi lizama ukuthundubeza ibutho le-Hezbollah eliphosela amabhomba kulelo lizwe. Lele Israel selamasosha kwele-Lebanon kanye le-Gaza eselilo mnyaka lilwisana khona le-Hamas. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso wokhetho lwe-Melika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Abancintisana kukhetho lolu owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump nomsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris bethekelela izabelo ezitshiyeneyo bedinga usekelo. Le yiStudio 7 yesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa sezithule isixwayiso zesithi sekungaqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa loba nini lubangelwa zindlela ezisetshenziswa nguhulumende umanyano ukuzingela lokubopha abangela amaphepha kwele South Africa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba esi-Johannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo omphakathi lezi zithi indlela uhulumende ozingela ngayo abokuza abangela amaphepha isivuse ukutshotshozela okukhulu enhlelweni zokuxhumana ku-inthanethi okuyinto engabangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela lwe-xenophobia. Ebulenjini be-inthanethi kugcwela abokuza laba bebaleka, abanye becatshe ephahleni, abanye bequnqa izililo bephoselwa emoteni zamapholisa sebefakwe izankosi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa, unkosazana Cleopatra Buthelezi, uthi kungani kulohlelo olufihliweyo lokwenqabela bokuza ukuphuma phandle.
Abasakwazi ukuphila freely, abasakwazi ukuhamba freely, akwenzeki lutho nje freely. Bavalelekile, abanye abakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, abanye abakwazi mabengaya emsebenzini, bayaxoshwa emafletini, abanye bahleli phandle on the street with abantwana.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumqondisi enhlanganisweni ye-Women in Diaspora Association, uNkosazana Vuyani Hlazo, uthi izenzo zikahulumende lezi seziphehle inzondo engadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ungathi into yakhona isile nzondo yagcine yenza kungabi ukuthi kuqondiswa abantu ukuthi babe namaphepha, but inkinga esinayo ukuthi imajority abayibo ama-voters ala ekhaya basizonde obazonde ama-foreign nationals.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe, uMnumzana Inches asithi.
I-Department ye-Immigration kumele ibe ne-improvisions zokuthi noma umuntu angaphakathi kweleli lizwe ahambe kuhomeaffairs ayo-extend amalanga ayenze noma yini ukuthi sibe nabantu aregistriwe singaphakathi kweleli.
Unkosikazi Sharon Ekambarami oyenhlanganiso ye-Lawyers for Human Rights, amagqwetha ezamalungelo abuye njalo asebenze le-Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia elwisa umkhuba wezenophobia, uthi inhlelo zikahulumende lezi sezenze kwabonakala sengathi bonke abantu bokuza izigange. Olwela amalungelo wakwele South Africa uMnumzana Siphiwe Mbatha uthi usizi ukuthi sekusenziwa sengathi abokuza akulanto enhle abayenzayo.
For example, uma ubheka kumalokishi wethu kunamashopu abantu baseSomalia, Ethiopia, abaphuma ngaphandle kweSouth Africa. For example, angisagibeli ukuya edrobheni, angisagibeli, angisayi mall la kwethenga khona kungxoba nkulu o-Pick n Pay ko-Shoprite. Sengithenga kubo la ngamanana phansi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ndangaphathi emva kwenyanga ngingenamali ngikolodise, but angikwazi ukuya ku-Pick n Pay or e-Checkers or e-Shoprite ngiyokolodise.
Kodwa-ke umsekeli kampani Ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya uMnumzana Njabulo Nzuza utshele iPhalamende ukuthi abanqwanelanga abantu bokuza kodwa balwisa ukwephulwa komthetho wokungena elizweni.
The only issue that we have to deal with,
asihlosanga ukuvimba ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngoba vele abantu bazahlala bengena bephuma. Esikwenzayo ukwenqabela ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kodwa ngenhlanganiso zamalungelo oluntu zithi uhlupho lolu luzaqedwa kuphela ikupha abokuza laba amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, inguthuso Khumalo.
The Voice of America.
Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Abantu abayizigidi ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 million babhekana lendlala esabekayo kwele Sudan. Abedlula izigidi ezilijumi 11 million sebebalekile emizini yabo. Omele elemelika kunhlanganiso yamazwe wonke e-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uthi lolu luhlupho olukhulu olwedlula okwenzakala kwezinye indawo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi udube lolu lubangelwe yimpi engelangqondo eziyenze ukuba abantu beswele ukudla, amanzi, imithi lokunye. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali njalo umhlaba wonke jikelele uncede abaswela ukudla. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi eZamzam Camp eDafua ngohlola njalo nyaka bekusifa umntwana oyedwa kumahola amabili ngenxa yendlala. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uthi isimo sesisibi kakhulu ngoba kulabantwana abalambayo, abahluphekayo njalo labahlala bejojobele. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali esigabeni se-El Fasher, eGatun lezinye indawo lapho okulabantu abaningi asebebalekele impi yomvukela. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi ibutho lakwele Sudan kanye labahlamukela uhulumende abe-Rapid Support Forces yibo abenza konke lokhu. Uthi kumele kususwe yonke imigoqo yokuvinjwa kokudla okumele kufinyelele uZulu ikakhulu esigabeni se-Andre. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi kumele inhlanganiso ezisiza uZulu zincede abantu abahluphekayo elizweni leli ngokuphangisa. Uthi elemelika lizanika eleSudan izigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane $424 million yokunceda abahluphekayo elizweni leli lamanye aseduzane lalo. Uphinde wathi inhlangothi zeMelika ezimbili sezincede iziphepheli zawele Sudan ngezigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane amadola eMelika, US $223 million. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi Bonke abantu abakhathazwa ludubo lolu kumele bencede abantu bakwele Sudan njalo kube lenkulumo zokubeka phansi izikhali. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo, isiphathamandla seqembu lomdlalo wenguqu eleIslanders Football Club uSihlangu Dlodlo uthi balusekela uhlelo oluqoqwa ngabalandeli olokukhalala ukubukela umdlalo ozakuba khona enkundleni yeBaberfield Stadium ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Udlodlo uthi kuzakuba yinyama yembongolo ikhetha omthandayo ngesonto lapho abanye abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaqoqe ukuba baye kuthana endaweni yokuzithokozisa yeHighlanders Clubhouse kulokuba babukele umdlalo ozakuba phakathi kwaleli qembu leZPC Caripa.
In marketing, the basic principle is that products compete.
Ungananzela kumarketing okusemqoka kuba lokho okuthengiswayo kuyabangisana kuhahabela labo abathengayo. So kubalandeli beqembu abaqoqa umcimbi wabo ngesikhathi sinye kulo mcimbi oqoqwa yi-PSF nanjengeHighlanders ibhekelayo mibili limcimbi.
Inkuthazo yokuba abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bekhalale ukuya enkundleni iqale ngemva kokuba iqembu leli kuthiwe kumele lihlawule inkulungwane eziyisithupha zamadola eMelika 6,000 ngemva kokuba umdlalo walo wenkezo Chibuku lele Simbabora ungasafikanga emaphethelweni kunyanga edluleyo. Umlandeli weBhoso uBeatrice Mpofu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngoba bekhathele ukucindezelwa okwenziwa iqembu labo abalithandayo.
Asingayini eground eBS on Sunday. We are tired ngokucibekezelwa ngabarefu lapha eZimbabwe kula team esupportwa njengeHighlanders.
Omunye njalo umlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Mswezwe laye uthi ukubona kungcono ukuba batshengisele ukukhonana kwabo ngokubuthana eClubhouse.
Abantu asandene eClubhouse sinikeni ithimu imali kwanesifayida.
Umsekeli weqembu leDynamos uBernard Chimutsotso uthi laye uvumelana lenyathelo leli lifuna ukuthathwa ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders.
Hayi vele lokhu kuright because lapho abalungiseli bona vodwa beHighlanders balungisela lathi thina beDynamos. For example, uyibonile imeshi yeHighlanders versus Dynamos. Our player watching Eopo kurefu akifangi vinikati.
Umkankasu loo kuba balandeli bekhala leuwe enkundleni ngesonto usulumathe wasabalala wazi wafika la kwamanye amazwe. Njalo umgcinisihlalo wabakhokheli beqembu leHighlanders eBotswana uSifa Sithuma uthi labo bawusekela.
Senze i-arrangement yokuthi imali sifakwe ku-orange money kulezi number esizasithumela kodwa besinxusa futhi wonke abalandeli beqembu ukubana baye kuzona lezo ndawo eFrancis Town lakhona lapha eGaborone lapha ama-contributions azathathelwa khona bese siwaqoqa siwahambise eClubhouse.
UPressure Sibanda laye ungumlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uthi ume waxhamalaza nxa ehluza lolu daba lokukhalala kwabalandeli beBhoso ukuya enkundleni.
Of course iPSL maybe it will be affected ngepercentage abazayithola because of the number of people abazangena eBF, but at the same time I think imali yona le ezakhitshwa ngabantu eClubhouse will at the end of the day taken to pay the bills ABF.
Abaningi abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abaloba ebulenjini beveza ukusekela kwabo ukuba kungayiwa enkundleni. Izahluko zabalandeli ezisendaweni ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela iSouth Africa chapter lazo sezikhuphe imbiko zisitsho ukuba zivumelana nalawo umkhankaso. Kuvamile ukuba nxa iqembu leBhoso lidlala abantu besuke kude lakhatshana bezolibukela leli qembu, kodwa kulimpela viki iningi labo lithi lizathumela imali kuphela. Ngimele Silwe 7 ngoBulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
So this is the Gozwa. If you want to hear in our daily Studio 7, let's come at Yona on WhatsApp.
Sanibonani Sihlobo. Yeah, hayi singathina singabantu nje singakhali nge-government yase-South Africa. I-government yase-South Africa isebenza ngamalungelo abantu omphakathi, kungakho nje libona ngathi bayakhetha balo bandlululo ebantwini bakithi. So thina ingxaki esinayo ukuthi yena laba abakithi laba i-ambassador yakithi nabo umthuli ncube le-government yabo yibona abasiphilisa kanzima. Awuke kuze uthathe i-passport ulifake kuma 5,000 something ngapha i-permit ifuna 4,000 which means almost 10,000. Labona ukuthi ibona abasibulalayo. Thina kumele ukuthi sitshele i-ambassador nabo umthuli ncube lubahlise lezi zinto zabo lezi zokudukisa ama-passport, ngoba kusisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Abanye abantu abasebenzi abanye bakhola u-2.5 ngenyanga, kodwa kumele ukuthi abekele inama imali ye-passport uzoyiqeda nini.
Yes, salibona VOA. Ubulisa ubulisayo umethusele ibhanda.
la Freedom Park ngokuhlala eGoli kutsho izimo zasekhaya ekhaya ukuthi lenyama endlovu lengidabuka khona siyasenza izindaba zakugagwayo kunzima lokho siyazizwa siyazibona sizirevile kukubi namanje kusasekubi kusasekubi ubhizi uthengelana lezi nduni izimota ngithi uroba zona induna lezi ukuthi ziroba abazali bethu ekhaya nathi sinje siyavota wethuselwa emavotini la siyayithuselwa emavotini lapha into ezenzakala ekhaya lezi nduna nazethu
labo ngabanye babalaleli beSpeedo 7 besipha imbono yabo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Uhlelo was a Friday living isihamba lomculo kaMasikandi osathathulayo uMadibhini ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elesihloko esithi abathakathi. Lomculi udabuka emadodeni esigabeni sePhumugwe kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nawe xoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiyabingelela ngenkulu injabulo emsakazweni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuhlangana nami ngalesi sikhathi balaleli nabathandekayo. Umfana wasafikayo endimeni zomculo ocula uMasikandi. Uzibiza ngokuthi nguMadibhini, uMadibhini Music Productions. UFacebook nguMaclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangathanda ukuxhumana nathi bangasithola kunamba ezithi 0793490953. UFacebook bangavula bangangena epagini elithi Maclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu. Lapho ke bazothola yonke imininingwana eqondene nabakudingayo. Then abadinga umculo ukuthi bangawuthola kanjani, bangawudownloada enkundleni zonke ezithengisa online, kuSpotify, on YouTube, even nakhona futhi bangazidownloada. Abafuna ama-CD nama-USB ayatholakala njalo endaweni ezifana naseSoweto, naseJohannesburg, ku-Free Street. Bakontakta yona le inamba futhi usho nje ukuthi indawo ukuphi, bayathola i-delivery.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli ngibatshiyela umlayezo othi kusesekuningi lukhulu oluzayo, mthwakazi omuhle lukhulu oluzayo, ngithembisa injabulo engasoze ukuphela masinya, ngithembisa uthando olukhulu, ngithembisa ukudla kwendlebe okunohlonzi, ukudla kwendlebe okwakhayo ezimulini eziningi okududuzayo emoyeni edabukile. Jabulela kakhulu ukuhlangana nani, ngingajabulela kakhulu uthando lwenu, isapoti yenu bobhuti nabosisi bobaba nabomama bomkhulu nogogo, ngingajabula kakhulu.
Hayi namhlanje ke isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoye, ngakho ke siyathemba ukuthi sizaba lempela veki elijukela. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kubulawayo kwenzeka into enkulu amapolisa lokho edinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika 4 million US dollars. Ake kwehlule kwalamhlanje ukuthi siqhubeke silani olubalisa ngenjabulo umthombo sithemba uKhiris Dube lilale
uhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yezimbabwe.